are so happy to see you here.
Enjoy. Start your day right. The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Back at it. Good morning. This is The Morning Show with Carol and Josh, brought to you by Carol. And we're still in it. We're still in that vibe. I like to believe.
Where we're 15 days, right?
Yeah, we're in day 3 so far.
Day 3, no, it's day 4.
Is it?
Yeah, because it started on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Ah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Day
oh,
4, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, day 4. But not to worry, we've got 15 days in total to celebrate Chinese New Year.
Okay.
But you know what? Today being the 25th of January, it does also mean we're 11 months away from Christmas. Yay!
Oh my goodness.
Lots to be happy about today.
Yes. Okay, because we have, I'm not sure if you've heard about this, right? Mm. But Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical, is coming out of Singapore very, very soon. 14th of February, actually. It'll be perfect for Valentine's Day with your family. We've got a pair of tickets for you. This is worth $364.
Yes, and all you have to do is continue the lyrics of Let It Go with a Singaporean twist, okay?
Okay.
Best answer wins. So, for instance, Let It Go, Let It Go. Please build more BTOs. Let it go, let it go. Got BTO, can buck tour, oh, something like that.
Okay, so
yeah,
like a Singaporean twist to Let It Go, and the best one wins.
Yes, 88550920. WhatsApp us your unique twist on Let It Go, okay, for your chance to win these pair of tickets.
A ton more prizes coming your way. Also on this show, we're going to wrap up some of the biggest entertainment news. And how did we celebrate our Chinese New Year? We'll break it down for you in just a bit.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Back at work for us. Happy to be here.
Mm.
Taking a nice long break for many of us, whether or not you're celebrating Chinese New Year. I will say, though, I want to show some love to every person who had to work through the break.
Yeah, like all our bus drivers, our private hire and cab drivers, our healthcare workers, they don't get a break that often.
Yeah.
Mm.
And also some restaurants, you know, some eateries, they were open. It was like the light at the end of a tunnel. I walk through the mall, I'd be like, will today things be open? And then I'll walk in and say, oh my gosh, a Vietnamese store is open. And
yeah,
then I run over. And I know that actually many of them, they did charge a little bit more during this period as well, like maybe an extra dollar per dish or an extra $1.50 overall for your ticket. I'm okay with it. I'm like, so happy you're open.
You know, I want to say a big hello to this store over in MacPherson. It's a nasi padang store called Makanan Singapura. They went the extra mile to actually provide free drinks to people visiting the Kopitiam or the hawker center.
Wow.
Yeah, free teh-o and free coffee-o because the drink stall was closed.
Okay.
So this particular nasi padang store, Makanan Singapura, they specialize in nasi padang, and they just gave out free tea and coffee all day over the Chinese New Year period. And you didn't even have to be a customer of the store to enjoy a hot beverage.
I love that.
Yeah, so big props to them.
Yeah, thank you for keeping our city going. You know, I've actually had friends message me from overseas. They thought it would be the perfect time to come to Singapore. I'm like, oh my goodness, bad idea.
Yeah.
Everywhere is closed for them. And then what did I do? I tell them they go to Little India, go to Arab Street, a lot of place, Kampong Glam, that whole section area packed with people as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it was nice to see everyone try to find another way to get the things that they love. All right. Of course, if you have always give around you, you know, I noticed that as well in my condo as well. People were knocking on doors saying, hey, you want to try this? You want to eat some
of
this?
Oh, sweet.
So keep that community kampong spirit going, okay?
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
You know, earlier on, we were talking about how, you know, this Chinese New Year, while we are celebrating or you're just kicking back, you know, just relaxing at home, there were actually still a lot of tourists that came down to Singapore and were very confused with why the city was completely quiet.
Mm.
Okay, so I told my friends, go to Little India. It was very, very packed. Okay, Arab Street as well, filled with people. But another reason why tourists got it tough in Singapore the past weekend is because of the weather.
Yes, it's been raining over the whole Chinese New Year period, nonstop, like yesterday, nonstop rain.
This morning as well, like I stepped out of my house. I'm not sure if it was in your area, but it was still like drizzling.
Yeah.
In my area, and I'm like, wow, the sky really no limit, eh? It's just like, what are we evaporating into the sky?
It's kind of nice though. I like it. It's been so cool. I've been sitting around at home.
Yeah.
Like on Monday, I sat around with my puffer jacket, my winter coat.
Oh, the winter coat.
Yeah, because it was that cold, and I wasn't even perspiring in my winter coat.
Oh.
Yeah, I just sat in the hall with a fan on, a small little Vornado on, and that was it. I was like freezing.
All the fitness buffs, we really had it tough during this Chinese New Year.
Why? I couldn't go jogging.
First of of all, there is the temptation of eating all the snacks around.
Yes.
Okay? And then the second thing is the gyms are closed.
Were they closed?
The gyms were closed.
Oh, no.
A lot of the big gyms were closed. Mm. You know, even some of the private ones, you know, they're giving the staff a break. I understand that.
Yeah.
So gyms are closed. What do you do when gyms are closed? You work out outside.
Yeah.
And then it starts raining everywhere. Mm. You can't go jogging. You can't go hiking. Nothing. You can't go swimming.
You can do push-ups at home. What? Push-ups, sit-ups.
I did that.
Uh-huh. Jumping jacks.
But that's not what I paid my subscription for.
This is also true.
Oh my goodness. I do wonder though if the rain is going to continue the way it has been, because it feels a bit like intense. I'm starting to fall a little bit like under the weather right now as well. So everyone, a reminder, drink lots of water. Keep your vitamins up. All those oranges they give you, you must eat. Vitamin C.
Do you have a face mask now? You sound a bit congested. You should put on your face mask right now. Where is it?
Need to do something. Here on The Morning Show with Carol and Josh, brought to you by Caro. And by the way, we are giving you a pair of tickets to Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical. This is worth $364. All you have to do is give us a Singaporean twist to Let It Go.
Yes, really easy. All we need is a verse. Okay, so let it go to Orchard Road. I wanna go, let it go to drink some kopi. Oh,
yeah, something like that. Come up with something and send it over 8855-0920. The most creative answer will win a pair of tickets to Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical when it comes down to Singapore.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
It's time now for the biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. This is some bummer news. You know, earlier on we played you Taylor Swift and Brandon Urie, right? Me hee hee.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Brandon Urie's from, right?
The US.
The band, the group,
Panic at the Disco.
There you go, Panic at the Disco. They've come a long way since I think when I was in secondary school. It's just been announced that Brandon Urie regrettably has decided to say the band is breaking up.
No!
After more than 15 years.
Wow.
Which now all the fans, it seems, on Twitter, on Instagram comments are saying, huh? It's just you, dude. The whole band is actually just you and a bunch of other people behind.
Yeah.
There was not really a band to begin with, my friend.
Mm.
All right, so Brandon Urie going solo. But I mean, he is sort of the heart and soul of the group, you know. So I can kind of see him actually rocking on his own. Now, moving over to a song that I said, okay, I knew this song was going to be big the moment I heard it. Not only because it's Miley Cyrus, but also because of what the song represents, right? Now, Flowers by Miley Cyrus has jumped and debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Well, that was quick.
Not even a climb. It just debuts at number one. It is also already the biggest single of 2023.
So was it Gloria Gaynor who said this is the I Will Survive, the anthem for 2023?
Yeah, the successor to it. And I see a lot of people actually really turning to this song now as a song of like self-love, saying it's okay, you don't need someone to complete you. And I think this is perfect because Valentine's Day is coming very soon, right?
Yeah.
And this is a song that say, hey, go work out. Go do the thing that you love. Go and buy yourself flowers. You don't need anyone to buy it for you. You work hard on that money. Go spend it on yourself, okay? So I love that. Very happy for Miley Cyrus starting the year off in such a positive note.
Put your hands in the air.
We the best.
We are so happy to see you here.
Do it. Start your day right. The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is The Morning Show with Carol and Josh, brought to you by Caro. We hope you had a nice long break. I think we're still in that mood of just like slowly easing back in.
No, you should let it go.
Oh.
Let it go.
Oh my goodness.
Let's get on with the show.
Actually, hey, bring your songwriting skills to the test, okay? Because we are giving you a pair of tickets right now worth $364 to Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical.
These are tickets for the 14th of February, and if you want to win them, this pair of tickets, all you got to do is continue the lyrics of Let It Go with a Singaporean twist. So, for instance, let it go, let's all go drink kopi.
Let it go, my favorite place is is Toa Payoh.
There you go. There you go. All right, WhatsApp us one verse. Okay, so just four lines. Let it go, and then your input. Let it go, and another creative line. And text us your entry 88550920 on WhatsApp. If we call you back, who knows? You could be on your way to catching Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical, on the 14th of February.
Come on, let's go.
It's the morning show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Okay, very interesting read in today's copy of the Straits Times on page A16. So last week, something that happened here in Singapore was the Global Young Scientists Summit at the Singapore University of Technology and Design. Yeah. And a special guest was Professor David Klenneman, and he is a prolific researcher who revolutionized genome sequencing around the world. And here's what he had to say to scientists: get used to failure. He says problems will occur when doing something no one has done before. And I absolutely love that. You know, by definition, you're going to come up with a lot of problems. And, you know, all you have to do is just keep working through them. And one of the ways that he actually solved his problem regarding genome sequencing was he went to a pub in Cambridge with a friend, one of his colleagues, actually, to discuss their research problems. And as a result of chatting, they found a new way to read DNA. Just like that. Sometimes when you're relaxed, you know, you go to a pub, you relax, you chit-chat, and that's how you solve your problems.
100%.
I love it. So read more about it in today's copy of the Straits Times or log on to straitstimes.com. Very interesting stuff.
You know, that's something that I think we can all adopt with our businesses, with our families, with going to school. You got to learn how to lose. You got to learn how to pick yourself up.
Yes.
And understand that, okay, this is all part of the process. You know, we both love author Brené Brown. And she always says, failure is a certainty. You absolutely will fail.
Yeah.
You know, don't go thinking, oh, 2023, this year, these are my goals.
Yeah.
I must hit them. You will fail, my friend.
Other one I like is failure is part of success.
Yes.
Yeah, it's part of the equation. There's no such thing as success with no failure at all.
Absolutely.
It's part of the journey.
You will absolutely fail, but you will have to also then pick yourself up. Okay. And then just go to a bar, go to a pub, go kick back, go read your favorite book, go have a conversation with a friend you haven't had to in a while. And then after a while, eureka moment. It'll suddenly come to you. Inspiration will hit. You'll end up knowing exactly what to do. Call your mom. Somehow she will find the answers for you. Okay, there you go. A little bit of inspiration there for you. Who would have thought in genomes?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the morning show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
And on the show today, we have a pair of tickets worth $364 to Frozen. Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical, on the 14th of February.
Of course, we're also familiar with this tune when it comes to Frozen. And so for your chance to win this pair of tickets, all you're going to do is to continue the lyrics of Let It Go, but with a Singaporean twist.
Ooh.
Best, unique, most creative, most humorous answer wins. So, you know, we can give you some examples.
Let it go, let it go. I love me, my kopi o. You know, just anything that you feel has a Singaporean twist to it. You know, the cast of Frozen is probably already here. They're going to hear it as well from you.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll bring you on stage. But we'll definitely get you some tickets for Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical for you. Just WhatsApp us your take on Let It Go right now. 88550920.
All right. Just give us four lines. Let it go to Orchard Road. I want to go. Let it go to drink some kopi o.
Ah, nice. Combining both of our answers there.
Yeah.
That's perfect, okay? Send it over. WhatsApp us 88550920. Now, as per usual, we got to show love to our longtime fan supporter of the show, Gummit. Gummit sent over a voice note.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Oh. Sorry. He added a sorry at the end.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Apologize to Singapore.
How is that a Singaporean thing, though?
Elsa is blushing. Now, remember the first time you watched Frozen, and then the 700 million times you watched it after that.
And sang the song, for that matter.
Oh, my goodness. Disney's Frozen, the hit Broadway musical, is coming down to Singapore at Marina Bay Sands. You can buy your tickets at Sistic. or win a pair right now.
Yes, we got a pair of tickets worth $364 for you to catch the show on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. And all you have to do is give us a creative Singaporean twist to Let It Go. So continue the lyrics, Let It Go, Let It Go. And here's what some of our KISS fans are saying. Someone says, let it go, can't hold the rain back anymore.
Okay.
Which is something I like. Yeah. Someone else says, let it go, don't queue for the chicken rice anymore. What's wrong with the chicken rice?
Oh, okay. This one's quite cool. Joanne Chong says, let it go. Have a piece of bakwa before it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Let it go, gain 1 kg is not the end of life.
Oh, dear.
Okay, okay.
Someone
it's,
else
it's
says,
not rhyming, though.
Someone else says, let it go, let's go eat kaya toast.
Okay.
I like that.
Let's see what we have here.
My mama say, let it go whenever I'm with my smelly cho-cho on the go.
Oh, wow. Why does that sound like my uncle? Okay. Let's try this one.
Let it go, let it go. We can't siam GST anymore.
Nice.
My goodness. That was brilliant. That was brilliant. Congratulations, Dedrick. Just like that, you win a pair of tickets to Frozen. The hit Broadway musical brought to you by Disney is going to be at Marina Bay Sands. Go get your tickets now at Sistic. More chances for you to win tickets on KISS 92. Just keep listening, all right? A big shout out to our friends at Base Entertainment Asia for these tickets.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on KISS 92.
Over the weekend, yesterday, came the Oscar nominations. I've been very invested in the award season this year. A lot of movies that I'm looking forward to see take home some trophies, but I think overall, I think we've all agreed that it's been a lot of actors who've been in the game for a long time who have been told that, hey, your time is up already. Your best years are behind you. Look at Ki Hui Kwan, look at Michelle Yeoh, Quinta Brunson, and now even for Colin Farrell, Brendan Fraser, as well, the men as well, you know, and diverse representation across the board. Everyone is getting their full circle moments. Now look at the nominations for the Oscars this year. Okay, we've got a lot of people nominated for Best Picture. So your favorite, the one that you're rooting for, Carol, Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
That is up there for Best Picture. Who would have thought, right, a sequel after all these years to an 80s, was it 80s?
Yes.
80s, right? Yeah. 80s film is getting an Oscar nomination. And then you've got Elvis. Mm-hmm. That's Baz Luhrmann. He's also come a long way since his Moulin Rouge days,
yes,
right? So I'm rooting for Everything Everywhere All at Once that has 11 nominations, the most nominations this year. I'm so happy that Brendan Fraser is nominated for Best Actor.
Yes. Yeah. It's time that, you know, it's time for the Brendan Fraser renaissance.
Exactly.
He's been away from the limelight for so long. I think his time in the sun has come back again.
Yeah. So he won at the Critics' Choice Awards. He didn't win for the Golden Globe. So that means this year, I think Best Actor is going to be either Brendan Fraser, Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin, or Austin Butler with his Elvis accent that won't seem to go away.
In interviews, he's still kind of sounding like Elvis. In fact, I saw in Critics' Choice Awards, he was actually walking around with Priscilla Presley.
Yeah.
Or is it Lisa Marie? Sorry. And he had this swagger about him. Someone had called him from behind. And he's kind of like swaggered, like, how you doing?
Yeah, he's going to be in there for a while, he says. Now, Best Original Song, I'm curious to see if India's Natu Natu will win, or will it be Rihanna or Lady Gaga?
Interesting.
It's like the Grammys. Like,
yeah.
Gaga, Rihanna. And for Best Actress, this is going to be the scary one because I really want Michelle Yeoh to win.
Okay.
You know, I know she's Malaysian, but to me, she's Asian. Okay, Malaysia's truly Asia, so she represents all of us.
I feel like Kate Blanchett might walk away with it.
Right?
For
Tar. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I'm like, Kate, sweetie.
Because she's very talented as well.
I understand.
She's brilliant.
Kate, nothing is being taken away from you this year, but you've had multiple trophies.
Yeah.
For once, just give Michelle Yeoh la. You know, even if Kate Blanchett has a stronger performance,
just give Michelle Yeoh. I wonder if people can do that. Like, thank you for the award. I am bestowing it to Michelle Yeoh.
Would you?
Can people do that?
I mean, it's a pity one la. If someone says, hey, it's okay, you deserve it now, you take. No, right. You
it's wanna, been done before at the Music Awards.
Yeah, but you want this to have a sense of like, I won this. They chose me.
Or either that, come up, Michelle Yeoh, and share it with me.
Why don't they have two winners?
Yeah, why can't there be a tie?
Why can't the Academy just say, hey, look, all of y'all did fantastic this year.
You all win. You get a trophy. You get a trophy.
Okay, not like everyone. It's not going to be a charity trophy drive. But then, hey, two people won this year. Like, it's a tie.
Yeah.
Ken won.
Exactly. They've never done ties.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
A little bit of advice there from Camila Cabello. If you're thinking of going into Malaysia, don't go yet. That's right. Record high jams, traffic jams at the Causeway, Second Link as well for the past couple of days. But this is expected for Chinese New Year, right? Whether it's to run away from relatives or to visit your relatives across the border.
We've been hearing about jams that go on for as long as 4 hours on the way back.
It's a little bit
You need
rough.
A bit of a survivor pack in your car if you're going to be stuck 4 hours in a jam.
Yeah, but hey, we couldn't do this 1 year ago, right? So if you're able to visit your family, just wait a little bit longer. Just be a bit patient. You know, sing some songs in the car. When was the last time
games.
You all did that?
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Just enjoy that time together with family. It is precious. Chinese New Year happens once a year, lah, from what I know. All right, now, my voice is a little bit lower than usual. It's because of the weather. Okay, 22 degrees Celsius was the low yesterday. My goodness. Wow. What do you think, Carol? Should I always be sick? No? Yeah, it's been very, very cold and foggy, actually, in the CBD area. People are taking photos saying it looked like genting.
Yes. Mm. And here in Singapore, lots of people posting, snapshots or screenshots of the weather in their area and the temperatures. Because right now in Toa Payoh, right, it's 23 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
And apparently over in Depo Road, where my sister-in-law is, also 23 degrees Celsius. So as I scroll through Instagram, everybody's just posting about the weather.
Yes.
It's so cute. And I love that we're enjoying slightly cooler temperatures. It makes us feel like, you know, maybe not in Singapore for a little bit.
Yeah.
A nice cool season that we're enjoying. Because, you know, we're used to hot all year round.
Yeah.
So I think this is a nice change of pace. 23 in Haogang, by the way, as well, okay? Moving on to something else that's very popular during Chinese New Year, Mahjong.
Yes.
And guess what? Over in China, McDonald's actually hopped on the bandwagon by releasing their own Mahjong set.
You're joking.
It's so cute. It comes in a white leather case and features the iconic golden arches. And it's a very exclusive item. I think they only made about 2,000 sets, limited edition.
Okay.
And most of the tiles actually feature French fries, some of which are dipped in ketchup, the ice cream cone, the hot cup, chicken nuggets as well. So cute, right? So unfortunately, this is only available in China, but some people on Carousel are actually selling them.
I'm on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, the moment you were talking about, I was like, let me check Carousel. So in Singapore, people are selling it for $488.
Yeah, only 2,000 sets, mate. Would you spend the money?
I mean, I don't even know how to play mahjong.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know how to play poker, blackjack, chess, checkers. Oh, I don't know how to play.
The really beautiful ones I enjoyed were the SIA ones.
Ooh.
The very first time they released it, they were gorgeous. I don't play mahjong either, but I thought, wow, this is too beautiful to behold.
It does look good, though.
Mm.
Like, I would keep it as a collector's thing. But for $488, no, thank
you. Just think of it as, you know, many paperweights.
We are so happy to see you here.
Do it. Start your day right. The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Good morning. This is The Morning Show with Carol and Josh, brought to you by Caro. We hope you had a nice break over Chinese New Year, because right now, we've got more snacks for
you. Okay, we move from pineapple tarts to macarons.
Ah.
Yeah, they are from Milleville, and we've got a $100 voucher for you to check them out. They've been around since 2014, and they only use the best quality ingredients made from scratch. Milleville macarons are not too sweet. You know, sometimes you bite into one and it's like, too much.
Gotta share.
Yeah, but this one is not too sweet. And they've also just launched their vegan-friendly macarons. And for today's prize, today the 25th of January is opposite day. All right, so we're going to ask you some questions. All you have to do is give us the opposite answer. Very easy.
Okay.
So not hot, but
cold.
Not light, but
dark.
Not happy, but
sad.
Not wet, but
dry.
See, you win!
Just like that,
you
okay?
Win. Claps for me.
Call us right now, 669-10920, as we play opposites with you to give you a chance to win some Milleville macaron.
You're trying to clear your throat, is it?
Macaron. Macarena.
What?
Now, on the line right now is AB. Did you know today is opposites day?
Yes, I just heard over the radio.
Yeah, so good evening.
All right, so all you have to do is give me the opposite answer, all right? Very, very easy. Four questions, here we go. Not sweet, but?
Sour.
Okay, fair
not enough. Not long, but?
Short.
Not loud, but?
Soft.
Not high, but?
Low.
Yeah!
Just like that! AB, I'm so sorry, but you lose. You get it? You get it? Because I'm doing opposites.
Oh, you got to change your reaction then.
Oh,
not yay, but...
Boo!
Boo, you lose! Boo! All right,
we are not sending you a Milleville macaron set. This is a $100 voucher for you to just go enjoy some delicious macarons. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you? Are you serious? I think you mean sorry. I'm sorry.
It's the morning show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92. Oh,
we know that voice.
Justin, the beepster, as a very young boy.
He's come a long way. Right. Justin Bieber's come a long way. Now, how would you feel if you found out that from now on, all the radio airplays, all the streams, the money won't go to him anymore?
What? Why?
No, that's right. It's officially been announced, everyone. Justin Bieber has sold his entire music catalog for $200 million.
Ka-ching. Look, a lot of people wait a long time to cash in on that kind of money, but now he's just getting it all at one go for selling his catalog.
Exactly.
I bet all the creatives are like, how could you? This is your original music, your creations, and you're selling it?
There you go. A lot of his fans also are fans of Taylor Swift, who had a very similar debacle. Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, is the reason why Taylor is re-recording her music, because she made a mistake selling away her catalog, which she believes has more value with the more music that she's doing right now and everything, right? She's like, hey, it doesn't make any sense that I didn't get any cut out of this at all when my music continues to be played around the world.
So that's the problem, because she didn't get any cut. I think maybe she didn't go in with her eyes open.
Yeah.
She felt a bit played out, so hence the re-recording of her album so that she can own it and possess it and control it again.
Exactly.
But Justin doesn't seem to care, is it?
No, he's just like, it's fine. $200 million is good enough,
the money,
man. And he's not the only one. Rapper Iggy Azalea. Now, rapper Iggy Azalea has also just sold her entire catalog for an undisclosed amount, and it seems more and more artists are doing the same. They're saying, hey, it's a bit uncertain right now how royalties are going to be like. First, it's Spotify, then it's TikTok. People making sped up versions of our songs and taking our money. If you can give me $200 million, why not? Okay, apply it to our lives as entrepreneurs, right? It's like selling a company.
Yeah.
You know, if someone says, hey, I'll give you a big amount of money you never dreamt of. You sell your company to me 100%. You get nothing except the money. Would you do it?
I might. It depends on how you approach your product, right? If music is a product that you want to sell, then cash in. But if you see it as, oh, look, this is my creativity, my baby, my blood and my sweat and my tears, then okay, you'll be a poor musician. But you own your music. And I suppose that's the debate. It's a very thin line.
Yeah, actually, I've been hearing that from some hawkers in Singapore as well. You know, franchises will come over to them and be like, hey, we want to buy your Chee Cheong Fun store, your recipe, everything. You sell to me everything. So it's a debate. You know, do I want to remember my legacy, that this is my family's recipe, or do I want to take that money and then maybe find another dish, another recipe out there to create as well? Choice is yours, but at the end of the day, no point shaming anyone. The man is $200 million richer.
Yeah, and he can write more songs.
There you go, just like that.
Come on, let's go.
It's the morning show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92. Just like that.
One Republic with I Ain't Worried on Kiss 92.
Okay. Absolutely love this song, by the way.
Yes, right. So it's from Top Gun Maverick. It's already been nominated this year for Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yes.
I need to go see Top Gun Maverick.
Oh my gosh.
I've seen
Please
a lot of the.
Do it already.
I've seen the smaller films, you know, like I've seen Banshees of Inisherin. I recommended that one to you. I've seen Triangle of Sadness. I'm rooting for Everything Everywhere All at Once, but a lot of the big ones I haven't seen. So I haven't seen Top Gun Maverick. I haven't seen The Woman King with Viola Davis. I haven't seen
Tar.
Well, that one's also relatively, that one's going to come out in a while, I think. But I haven't seen Avatar, The Way of Water.
Me neither.
That has crossed $2 billion. It's done what many of us, including myself, so I will admit it, I clowned the film. I was like, there's no way a movie that took so long to come out is going to make $2 billion at the box office. No one cares about Avatar anymore, but I am wrong. James Cameron's Avatar has crossed $2 billion. It's finally able to make a profit.
Right.
When you need $2 billion to make a profit.
That is intense. It's a very huge budget. I'm just working up the muscles in my body to you know, my bladder muscles to go and watch the movie.
Yeah,
I need to keep it in for 3 hours.
All right, now, I hope you had a good Chinese New Year break, though. I don't think the festivities are about to end anytime soon. Yesterday, actually, my roommate had friends over at the place all the way till 3:30.
Wow.
4 a.m. Like, you know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and I did that, and I could hear laughing. Shouting.
They're definitely making full use of every bit of the Chinese New Year holiday.
And not just that, it was like Christmas all around my neighborhood. People were having parties, gatherings, and everything.
It was kind of nice, though, hearing the mahjong sounds, the Chinese New Year sounds, the dong dong cheng from the lion dance, and all that. Kids running around. I love that. It's just signs of life.
Exactly.
You know?
And I do know that, like, right after this, is going to be a big period of nothing, right? Because there's Valentine's Day, and then that's it, no?
Which isn't quite a public holiday, is it?
Right. Like, we need more. I think Singapore needs to come up with more holidays, more festivities.
I feel like we need one. Okay, let's do away with the 4-day work week. I think we need 3-day work week now.
Oh.
Because I really enjoyed the 4-day stretch of holiday. Right. You know, I feel so rested, so rejuvenated. And I was like, 3-day work week, I think let's all propose that moving forward, okay?
And also maybe like work from home a little bit, because I do know like some of my friends that came over, they were like, okay, let's have a good time. Yeah, but one sec, I open my laptop and then they do something, send a couple of emails, and then they're done.
Yeah.
Some of these things you can just do from home, I do feel, okay?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
I just watched the hilarious new Netflix special with Chelsea Handler, and she revealed that she didn't know that the sun and moon were separate.
Yes. This is her stand-up comedy show, right?
Yes. She thought that when the sun goes down, it comes back up again.
As the moon?
As the moon.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's dark everywhere. Right?
Oh my gosh.
So it's faint. Well, time now for In Other News. Now, a different kind of projection is coming down to Singapore. This is the Immersive Van Gogh Experience.
It's
floor-to-ceiling projection starting on the 1st of March. Because, you know, earlier on we were saying we need more things to look forward to, right? Mm. So I think Van Gogh heard from his grave. And then he's like, okay, this is going to be quite cool. So this is where you can literally just lie down in the middle of the exhibition hall. And around you, you're in the world of, say, Starry Night, you know, Van Gogh paintings brought to life. You know, a lot of people are going to be taking Instagram photos.
Yep.
Okay. And it's been an exhibition that you can go around the world to see, but this is the first time it's coming down to Singapore.
It's very exciting. I've seen images of it on social media. It's like you're in the painting.
Yeah.
You're immersing yourself into this beautiful piece of art, and you're part and parcel of it. You're creating new art in a way.
Exactly. And and it's very holistic. So there's a themed cafe there with pastries from Janice Wong. You can even do yoga classes in there.
How cool.
With the paintings around you. Art jamming sessions. Because I think what's going to happen is, you know, you take the kids to something like this, or even you go as an adult, a kid at heart, you're going to start to reconnect with, oh, when was the last time I held a paintbrush? You know, when was the last time I did a painting? You know, and just enjoy the process of it. You can do that there. Art jamming session. And tickets are very affordable. Yeah, it's only $24.
I just love the whole idea of like art being projected on the walls and the floors. Because something about it just opens up a whole new dimension. The first time I encountered it was at Bras Basah, the old SGI building.
Oh?
The Singapore, what was it? It was the Night Festival or something like that.
Okay.
I remember feeling, I just was blown away. You know, they were projecting flowers on the floor, and everywhere you step, the flowers would bloom.
Mm.
Mind blown.
Right.
Yeah.
Very
always
immersive.
Loved it since.
So the Van Gogh Experience will be coming out in Singapore from March 1st, and this will happen for a long time. It's going all the way till like October at Resorts World Sentosa. Finally, I got to drop one quick shout out to your husband.
Ewan?
Yes. I'm going to give a big shout out to him. I think he made the news, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I think he made the news. A Singaporean has set a record for cycling 7,400 kilometers across Europe in 100 days. That's your husband, is it?
He wishes that was him, but it's not. Yeah.
Yo, are y'all ready for the show?
Check this out, man.
Wow!
The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Let's go.
Hey, you're on The Morning Show with Carol and Josh, brought to you by Caro. Right now, another prize. This time, it's an abalone gift set from Kino Kimitsu.
It's worth over $200, and this will make a wonderful gift for your parents or potential in-laws this Chinese New Year, because we're not quite done with CNY, right?
Nope.
Still lots of celebrating to be done. So look no further with Kino Kimitsu. They've got a massive Chinese New Year sale, up to 70% off on their abalone, bird's nest gift sets, and more.
All right, now we have more than one of these gift sets to give away today, because it's not going to be an easy game we're going to play. Okay, so get ready your WhatsApps, because it's rare, because it's time that we play.
Who is it?
Okay, we're going to play you a cover of Happy by Pharrell.
Okay,
but this time the singer for the song is not Pharrell. You have to guess who is it. Listen carefully.
This man was in town recently.
Yes, he's got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah,
on his body.
He's right. Very judgy.
He is very judgy.
He can be quite judgy.
Yeah, he will judge your voice. Who is this singer? Who is it? What's up, us? Right now, 8855-0920, an abalone gift set from Kinohimitsu, worth over $200 coming your way.
Lots of people were able to get in touch with us and tell us that this mystery voice belongs to Adam Levine. And we want to say congratulations to Andrew Lim, who had some really fast fingers this Wednesday morning. So Andrew, congratulations. You are our winner for today, walking away with some yummy abalone courtesy of Kinohimitsu. It's worth over $200. Well done.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Once again, my apologies for my voice.
Sounds sexy, what?
It's very cold. It's very cold. I'm down under the weather. So everyone, please take your vitamins. Okay, get enough rest. Drink water.
Okay. Hey, I want to say a big hello to this group of people. They are called Yarn Bombing Singapore.
What?
Have you heard of Yarn Bombing?
Yarn.
Yes. They are a group of sewing enthusiasts that have been crocheting handicrafts and covering bollards. You know, those little pillars that you see at taxi stands and bus stops?
Yeah, they've
been covering them with Chinese New Year characters like the bunnies, and they're also beautifully colored. They're all crochet decorations, adding a touch of festive vibes to the One North area. So if you do see it, take some pictures and tag Yarn Bombing Singapore. And this group of people, very diverse, most of them in their late 20s and above, they just come together and they do projects that they call community art.
Wow.
Yeah, so sweet, right? But don't remove it, because it'll be returned to the makers as far as possible after the 10th of February, which is when they'll be on display till in the One North area.
Okay, big shout out to them. You know, actually, I've noticed this year with Christmas, with Chinese New Year, a lot more decorations going up. You know, we talked about how there is this estate in Yio Chu Kang.
Mm-hmm.
They take it upon themselves. They spend tens of thousands of dollars to decorate their entire neighborhood. Let's keep that going. Okay?
Yeah, it definitely gives me this kind of like kampung feel, you know, this community spirit. Because, you know, the whole concept of yarn bombing is not new. Like over in Korea and Taiwan, they do it as well. In fact, Korea, I think they go around crocheting around trees to keep them warm in winter. And I thought, what a brilliant idea. It's so sweet, keeping the trees warm. Wow. And here in Singapore, I was so happy to read about how yarn bombing is actually decorating our bollards, because those things are just like grey little pillars. You don't really think twice about them. But here they are lighting up Fusionopolis in One North.
You know, it adds so much personality to our island city. I like that. I went for a jog over the weekend, which is probably why I fall sick. You know, because it was raining so much. But everywhere I went, I would see people's houses on the windows. You can see little inflatable bunnies. You know, everywhere. It was just, the city came alive over the weekend. Let's keep that culture going in Singapore, okay?
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
More in other news. News that will excite you for the year ahead. All right, there is another Michelin-star Tokyo ramen restaurant called Naki Ryu that's just opened at Plaza Singapura for you to check out. I'm always a little bit skeptical about these Michelin restaurants.
Why?
It's either too expensive, long line, or is it worth the hype?
Yeah.
Well, go check it out. Y'all let me know and then I'll go after that. Okay, also, if you have always dreamt of being a flight attendant, right? You've always dreamt of maybe working at SQ or Qatar. Why not work at Netflix?
Ooh.
What even,
are
right?
Are they hiring?
What even is the connection, right? So a lot of these big companies, you may not know this, but they have their own private jets for their CEOs, you know, the big important people to go around for meetings around the world. So Netflix is actually looking for flight attendants right now for its private jet. It'll pay up to 508,000 Sing dollars a year.
Oh my goodness, what?
Yeah, that's right.
To be a flight attendant on a private jet.
A flight attendant.
Okay, can I just clarify? What do I have to do as a flight attendant?
You have to start drinking to be put. Actually, Carol, you are very like, Hi, everyone.
I mean, I don't mind. When I was younger, I wanted to be an SQ stewardess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as long as it's about serving food and drinks, welcoming people and all that, taking care of kids every now and then, that's okay.
Okay, but that's
don't
me.
Ask me to do any other thing.
I've just boarded the flight, Carol Smith.
Welcome, Mr. Joshua Simon.
To Netflix Airways.
Yes. What show could we put on for you today?
Huh, straight away show. You must ask me where's my seat, what?
No lah, no seat number, sit wherever you want.
Oh! What's on the menu today, ma'am?
Whatever you like.
Oh, anything like that. $500,000, everyone. So if you've always dreamt of being a flight attendant on a private jet, pick up $500,000 from Netflix.
Oh my gosh, that's per year. So in 2 years, you'll be a millionaire.
Just like that.
What?
Just like that.
Hey and man, where do I sign up?
Take you around the world some more, you know.
Where's the website? Is it on Netflix?
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Now, all of us over the nice long Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year weekend break, we were with our friends, family members, so just catching up on some nice, good alone time. So we're going to fill you in on all the things that happened, okay? Some very bizarre things that happened over Chinese New Year. Do you know someone's reunion dinner went up in flames, Carol?
Oh no, what happened?
This was in a like yakiniku restaurant. You know, you grill some meats, Japanese barbecue, right? Mm-hmm. So this was in Bukit Timah. Halfway through, suddenly the whole thing caught fire.
Oh no.
And the whole grill lit up in flames. All of the customers had to evacuate the restaurants. Well, thankfully. I wanted to say fortunately, but thankfully.
That's a great word.
Right?
Yeah.
The staff remained calm throughout. Mm. They knew what to do. They picked up a fire extinguisher. They put it out in a matter of minutes. Business as usual.
Wow.
I loved it. Also, you know, we were talking about the long lines at the Causeway and also forming up at Tuas at Second Link. Did you know there was also a huge crowd and long queues at the cruise center?
Oh, really?
A lot of people decided, hey, Chinese New Year, we don't have to run that far.
Mm.
We just go out into the open water.
Yes.
So a lot of people thought it's a good idea to go on a cruise. And it was. I'm sure they had a good time, but it was a long, long wait.
I mean, okay? If that was a long wait to get on the ship, can you imagine while you're on the ship, those queues for your meals? Like at the buffet and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we hope they had a good time regardless. Okay. Now, more things to look forward to. There is a rabbit looking... I know you'll love this one, Carol. Mm. A rabbit looking like... lion dance.
What? Where?
It's happening at Jurong and Funan today, tomorrow, and the day after. So they are lion dance troops, right?
But they're cosplaying as rabbits.
Yeah, but they're gonna have a rabbit twist to their outfits. Very cute, lah.
Oh,
very cute. Very
it sounds
cute.
Adorable, yeah. Actually. So it's a rabbit dance, lah.
Yes, yes. So Jurong and Funan, go and have a look at a rabbit dance performance happening there.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
On the fourth day of the Lunar New Year, and we're just 11 months away from Christmas again. Woohoo!
So you gotta have things to look forward to, okay? You know, it's nice. Everywhere I go, I see people reuniting. You know, every void deck, you see people already showing up, pressing the lift, waiting together.
Yeah, no, what I really enjoy are some of the void decks that's been decorated with Chinese New Year, you know, lanterns and rabbits.
Yeah.
So festive.
Right?
I went to visit my mom and I was just like, oh, this looks nice and cozy. You know, the little residence corner that we have. Yeah.
And I want to remind everyone, don't waste food. Okay? Mm. A lot of, even my house, there's so much food on the table. So much food.
Okay, so what did you OD on this year?
Well, I didn't over... Okay, ngoh hiang. I mean, I ate a few dozen ngoh hiangs.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have that many bak kwa, but my obsession is the BreadTalk bak kwa.
Okay.
The bak kwa buns. Oh my god. They should just make it like a staple.
Yeah.
Because it's so delicious.
Have you tried bak kwa ice cream?
I won't eat this often. I don't like combining like sweet and savory like
It's actually pretty good.
No.
It takes a while to get used to, but once you're into it, it's like, yes, this is quite nice. I could have this all the time.
Okay. Put some stuff in the freezer, please. Okay. You don't have to eat all one shot. Like I went to my mom's house, the whole table is filled with food. And I said, hey, we only have one stomach, you know?
Mm.
So I told my mom, hey, actually all this, now that I live alone, can be my lunch tomorrow. Please put in the freezer, put in the freezer. She's like, no, I just cooked. Yeah, put in the freezer now. So everything I put in a container, put in the freezer. So my rest of the week, really, my food is planned.
That's all right. See, moms are the best.
Okay, so go easy, everyone. And gyms are open again. So you want to get on that treadmill? Why not? Enjoy it. We want to continue to wish everyone, including you, a happy Lunar New Year.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.